On this episode of Still Loading, a holy trilogy. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the third week of Mario Month. That's right, we are trucking along here in Mario Month, just covering the best of that Mario has to offer.
The best of the absolute best.
The best of the best. That's right, in the trilogy we are talking about today, I can't keep a straight face. They're awful. Well, they're, to be fair, they're not for us. They're meant for children. Mm-hmm. To continue on with these Mario edutainment games, we're going to be talking about Mario's early years, and there's a trilogy of games for the Super Nintendo, and some of them, they were also ported to the PC, or actually, sorry, PC ported to Super Nintendo, but they were also on the PC. And they're something. That's what they are. Mario's Early Years is a series of games that are educational Mario games, like we've been talking about throughout this month. And these games, they focus a lot on the very, very young generation. I would say we did Mario's Missing for the first week, and that one I would say is probably like a 5 to 6 year old age range, I would say. I'm spitballing it. I would say then we did Mario's Time Machine, and I would argue that's probably more of like an 8 to 10 year old thing, because there's a lot more reading involved than the other ones. This one is definitely very much for preschool. In fact, one of the games is called Mario's Early Years Preschool Fun. So, I don't know, Casey, why do you own these? To be fair, so just throw you right under the bus there. No, so I guess the trilogy is they're all called Mario's Early Years. That's what the first one is called. So it's Mario's Early Years Fun with Letters, Mario's Early Years Fun with Numbers, and Mario's Early Years Preschool Fun. So that's the trilogy. So yes, why do you own these? Minus the numbers, though.
Yes, I own these because I am trying to collect everything and anything Super Mario related, even if it's as terrible as this. I got these at a local game store. They were fairly cheap, so I was like, you know what? I'll put these on the shelf with all the other Mario related memorabilia.
I mean, that's it's kind of like we talked a little bit about it on the live episode. Remember, we talked with Tiso, and he has a friend who is like trying to collect like, it was like 100 Superman 64 carts or something like that, just because, yep. Like, yep. Just have a wall of Superman 64. Honestly, that's a great idea. Like, get some stupid game. Get, like, a cheap game, like a dumb game nobody cares about. I shouldn't say nobody, but, like, that's not outrageously popular. And just have a wall dedicated to it. And just see, just for conversation. Just to see what people say.
Yep.
You have a crazy number of Mario things, though. Like, when I've gone over to your house, like, you have these two big, like cases just filled with Mario memorabilia.
Yeah, a lot of them I've been collecting over the years. A lot of them I've gone off of eBay in bulk. Some of them I've had ever since just growing up. And then I found those two curios or whatever the hell they're called. I got them at a thrift store. They were like $20. And
are those what the cases are?
Or? Yeah, yeah. I got them at a thrift store.
They those are like, big, and you only paid $20.
Yeah, they were really cheap at a thrift store. But I want to get whenever I actually buy a real house, I want to get a like an actual like display case that you would see in like those game stores or right. Yeah.
You could also probably get like LED lighting or something for yeah. Like that's what I was thinking on my shelves here. Put some LED lighting like right up here, so yeah. It's like hidden. It would look really cool. I don't know how it would look for the bottom shelves, but I'd find a way. I could probably put it on the sides here, but I think it would look really nice. But anyway, so yeah, you own two out of these three. We played Fun with Letters and fun preschool fun today. We did not have fun with numbers, unfortunately. I mean, I know it's a heartbreak for all you listeners out there.
I was going to say I didn't have fun with any of them.
This is just a blatant lie. Oh, I wonder if you could win a lawsuit with that, because it's like false advertising.
That's true.
This wasn't fun at all. And they're like, well, fun's a relative. It's all based on your perception. Like, I don't care. Give me my money, Nintendo. So each of the games, they run off the same engine. I actually looked into this a little bit. They all run off the same engine. And pretty much the way it works is that you don't, there's no platforming involved at all. It's literally just a very simplistic edutainment game where you can actually use the mouse with all these. I think you were telling me that, right? You can use the SNES mouse. These are all for the Super Nintendo, if I didn't say that beforehand. And you just click around. I mean, you can use the D-pad, and that works fine. But, I mean, it's not like you need Twitch reflexes, so you might as well just use the D-pad at that point.
Yeah.
Even though the mouse probably makes it 10 times easier. But each of the games has a series of islands, and each island is a different type of learning. It's something else for a preschooler to learn. So, for example, the preschool fun game, it was a lot of shapes. It was a lot of click on the circle. Click on the watch them like mess with the kids, like click on a rhombus.
Yep.
And they're like, huh? What's a rhombus? Quadrilateral.
Trapezoid.
But no, it was like squares and triangles and circles. I think they even had ovals. I think that was the most risky they were willing to go.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, calm down there.
It's just getting crazy in here. But each game would revolve around a different aspect like that. Each island within the game would revolve around a different aspect. And a lot of them were just kind of repeats. Like there is one in the preschool one where it was the island of opposites. And so they would say, you would have something like, what's click on something or select something that's the opposite of hot. And then you have to go find something that's the opposite of hot. And then it goes like, you clicked on ice cream, which is cold. That is the opposite of hot. And I'm like just steadily like dying on the inside. Just, I want to strangle this game if it had a neck.
And then you just hear Mario's terrible voiceover going like, that works for me.
I think I was reading a lot. I think that's supposed to be Luigi, but you can't really tell.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, just for the fact that you don't see any lips moving.
You know what we should do? I don't know if people would love this or hate this. Oh, I have an idea. I'm not going to say it on mic, though. I'm going to tell you afterwards. Oh, I have a really great idea coming up.
Suspense.
Oh, I'm so excited to tell you. Anyway, so yeah, there's a bunch of different games. I've been talking a lot about with the preschool fun. And to be fair, the artwork on here very much screams like toddler, like preschooler thing. Like, I mean, besides the fact that it says preschool fun, it's got Mario holding a triangle and a bunch of little kids like going, yeah, on the side. What do you have for your fun with letters one?
It's the same thing, just Mario looking at us. And then there are two kids in the background that are holding up the letters A and B, just looking like they're having a jolly good time.
We love letters. English is fun. Oh my God. I mean, I know we're being pretty snarky about this, but it's just like the games are pretty simplistic. But bizarrely enough, there's actually more to talk about with this game for me than there is for Time Machine. Time Machine was so simplistic, and unless you really wanted us to read every portion of dialogue in that game, there wasn't much that we could talk about. We could rattle off the time periods they went to, which I know we didn't, but, you know, we could have. This one has so many different mini games that like it's, you could talk about, like there's enough to talk about for each of them. Like, I'm not saying I'm spending, you know, 5 minutes on each, but like you could, you know, there's a lot of games between between these three. Like, just looking at some of these. So for example, the fun with letters, you have the first letter world, the vowel world, the alphabet world, the sentence world, you have building world, and you have sound world and last letter world. I think I remember watching you play Last Letter World a little bit. Like, it's kind of silly, but it tells you which letter to use, and then you have to find they give you like six different words up at the top, and then you have to pick the ones that ends with that letter. And it was also the same number of slot, like the same amount of letters. So like,
they were all three.
Yeah. So you had that one, but on the PC there was two exclusive worlds that didn't come to the Super Nintendo.
Oh snap!
You had Sing Song World and Story World, and this is all for Fun with Letters. So there's actually, what is, let me see this. Let me see what the Sing Song World is. I'm actually very curious about that. Sing Song World is a location in Mario's early years, Fun with Letters. It is one of the seven islands in the game and is represented by two children singing. Sing Song World allows players to listen and follow songs / nursery rhymes with some visual depictions. So they have the English alphabet song. So, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I'm not going to sing the rest. if you're happy and you know it, it's raining, it's pouring, and twinkle, twinkle, little star. And they even get, wow, this website's great. It's the Super Mario Wiki. It even says what they display. Like, the twinkle, twinkle, little star one displays Princess Toadstool standing quietly amidst a night sky. It's raining, it's pouring, displays Mario in a bedroom with an old man in a bed.
Hold on now.
What's going on here? I need to see this visual here to make sure it's child appropriate. Why is there an old man? I guess because the old man is snoring. But that is kind of strange. It's all happening in the same room.
Yeah.
That's kind of goofy. If you're happy and you know it, displays Mario with some children in a classroom while clapping, stomping, and shouting hooray to the beat of the song. I can only imagine how bad that animation must be based off of everything I saw on here. There is one of the other games in the, like, the fun with preschool one was just you pointing on, like, bringing the cursor over top of Mario's random body parts, hitting the, like, action button and seeing what happened. And that was it. They didn't even tell you what those parts... Oh, I guess they did. They said, wiggle your ankle. Which, how do you wiggle
touch
an ankle?
Touch your hair.
Touch your hair. Mario looked so distraught. He looked like, oh my God, my peach just died. He looked so, like, it looked so concerned. It didn't look like he was just like, either that or he's like, is this cancer? Like, he's just like checking. That's cancer. That's what his face looked like. It just looked like he's like trying to check for lumps on his head. It was very strange to me. I'm fascinated by these games, like, not in, and once again, in like half ironic, like it, ironic in the sense I would not enjoy playing them, but like legitimately fascinated in the sense of just all the weird stuff that they decided to do. Like, who puts an old man in a bed?
Yeah, right? For real.
What favorite mini game, for lack of a better term, was yours? Like, out of the ones that you played, did you actually enjoy any of them? And if so, which? And why? This is an essay.
Oh, no. I can't choose. They were all the same in the sense that it was just a point and click, choose what they're asking. I can't really describe it, but I didn't have any preference to answer your question.
Well, that's just a boring answer.
I know. I'm never fun. I'm never coming back. I'm never going to be. I should say I'm never going to be invited back on again.
No, you're on the next one, whether you like it or not. You've signed a contract. That's not really. Moving on to Mario's early years preschool fun, you had Shape World, Counting World, Body World, Listening World, Opposite World, Color World, and Sing Song World. And the Sing Song World in this game had things like I'm a Little Teapot and Old MacDonald Had a Farm, Wheels on a Bus, and the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Actually, we need to pop that thing back in just to hear what it would sound like on the Super Nintendo. Because you mentioned it, I think it was last episode, how they did actually have like some voice acting on it. Maybe it was Mario's Missing, but you're right. Like, the sound quality on that's surprisingly high for a Super Nintendo, or just for that time, especially because it wasn't like... It wasn't like you had a CD audio quality. You couldn't stream audio quality. So that was surprisingly good.
Yeah, for its time, it definitely wasn't bad at all.
And like the bad Mario voice just kills it for me every time. I love it. Give me more of that. The Sing Song World, I don't know. It's such a weird concept to me. Opposite World is one I mentioned before. Listening World is similar. This world is similar to a farm. Here, the player must wake up a sleeping Luigi to start. Three animals are shown and a sound is played. The player must click the animal that makes the indicated sound. I remember actually you playing that a little bit. The frog sound was bizarre, just really bizarre. Just really.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a decent job.
The other animals were accurate, but that one was different, to say the least.
It's just so strange. All right. Moving along. Don't want to dwell on that too much. Mario's Fun with Numbers had Number World, where the player attempts to find the numbers and click them to advance to the next level. This is a series of city-related locations. Counting World, a player attempts to click objects in Mario's bedroom and Mario's kitchen to learn to count. Comparing World.
We'll just leave it at that.
I just love, these are kind of like the Mega Man boss names. Like, they just get more and more like, that's not a thing. Isn't there Centaur Man in Mega Man 6 or something like that? That's crazy. Like, that is such a weird...
Comparing World is my favorite world.
Did you actually play it?
Yeah.
Wait, this is Fun with Numbers. You don't have this one.
No, but I remember it. Mario and Luigi compare sizes. And then Luigi's bigger.
Just...
Exactly.
Just never mind. Let your imagination take care of the rest. I don't even want to say the rest of that. It's like, oh, Luigi. I don't want to role play this one. I don't even want to like try to like think about what that conversation would be like. They also have How Many World. I mean, that could be the how many balls do I got, Luigi?
3.
Random fun fact, a dude with 3 balls is called a polyorchid man.
Learn something new every day.
I learned that from Trivial Pursuit.
Polyorchid man.
You know what? Let me make sure that Trivial Pursuit isn't out of date on this. Let me see. Hold on. Polyorchid man. Polyorchidism is the incidence of more than 2 testicles. It is a very rare congenital disorder.
Me.
So, yeah. So I guess technically a polyorchid man could be anything more than 2. So it could be 4, could be 5.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, that would be awful.
Oof.
Oh, my God. I don't want to think about that anymore.
I love how we just, you know, segued from Mario's Fun with Numbers to this.
And it's a preschool game, too. That's the worst part. Then there is also Shape World. What shape is it, Luigi? Is that lots of spaghetti?
Oh, my God. I love those terrible, terrible memes.
Same and Different World. It's like, Luigi, yours is the same, but not at the same time. It's just this awful world Mario's constantly comparing his dick to Luigi's dick. Sorting World, the player attempts to pick up items that are similar to something like, hey, Luigi, this dick looks like this dick.
It's a stone, Luigi. You didn't make it. If anyone gets that reference, that's from the Super Mario World cartoon.
Oh, my
God. Someone made, like, bunch of YouTube poops using that stupid clip.
It's a stone, Luigi. Oh, it's great. And the last one, once again, a sing-song world. This sing-song world has Twinkle Twinkle. Oh, they're just repeating shit now. Like,
they're obsessed.
At least change the songs like they did with the other two.
Yeah.
Twinkle Twinkle, little, If You're Happy and You Know It, the alphabet song. That's not numbers. Why?
Should have been in the Fun with Letters.
Yeah, and then it's raining, it's pouring. So they literally
that
just
is a terrible. I feel bad for that for the Christmas of whatever kid opened it up that day.
I mean, this is the same thing with like Mario's Time Machine. Yeah. It's not worth your effort. It's just not worth.
I'm just
the
getting
pain.
More and more depressed.
I mean, next week is the last week of Mario Month, so we're covering one more edutainment game. But if you guys really haven't seen any of these, like definitely like at least look them up. I'm not saying to play them unless you're really curious what they're like, because you're going to be like interested for maybe 5 minutes, then move along. But I just find it fascinating how much of it is just so like, why would they decide to do something like this? I mean, at the same time, though, actually, you know, it makes sense. Sorry, I went all the way around as to make sense why they would do this. This is right around the time where the government was trying to censor video games because of games like Mortal Kombat and stuff like that. And so Nintendo had a leg up on Sega because Sega allowed, like, this violent game, Mortal Kombat type of thing. Nintendo was really trying to like not to break out of the stigma that video games are always violent, they're always this, always that. So they really were trying to push in a more family-friendly way, in a family-friendly direction. This 100% makes sense as to why they would do something like that. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know what? I'm curious, when did Mortal Kombat even come out?
The first one?
Yeah.
I think it was 91.
Was it?
Yeah.
Let's double check that, because otherwise the internet will like lose our mind. 92. Mortal Kombat was October 8th, 1992, which makes sense. These were all 1993.
Ooh, okay.
Right? It definitely makes sense as to why they would do something like that. There was a lot of backlash from those games.
Yeah, and it's crazy, you know, how revolutionary that game was at for its time. And even today, like it's still, even today, it's still breaking records. I forget what it was. It was something like it was the most, I could be not getting this fact correct, but it had something to do with, you know, the most sold games on each platform for that month of its release.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
It hasn't been done since
probably Grand Theft Auto 5 or
I think it was.
Like
it was like 10 years or something within the past.
Well, Grand Theft Auto 5 is like the last.
Well, I just meant in terms of, because like, they were all released at the same time. You know how the Switch, the Xbox One version, the PS4 version of of Mortal Kombat were all released at the same time. I forget what it was, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I guess, I mean, if you're counting all of the major consoles, maybe not GTA, because GTA has never really been released on a Nintendo console.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. I don't know. But
I have to go back
like,
and that's look.
Crazy. They would, like, Nintendo would have Mortal Kombat on it, but not, like, GTA. But at the same time, I guess, like, Nintendo still kind of is that family-friendly company. I don't know. Mortal Kombat just seems to be a better fit for the Switch than Grand Theft Auto in my head, and I don't understand why. Do you agree with that? Like, could you picture GTA being on a Nintendo console?
No.
Right?
No, I cannot.
It feels weird. It just feels wrong.
You know, it'd be great though. Like for the Wii U, when Tekken Tag Tournament 2 came out, they had the Wii U edition, which had like, I think a mini game or whatever, and then they had for the costumes where you can create your character. You can put, you know, like Super Mario hats on, make them look like Bowser, this and that, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
How great would that be if they put a GTA on the Switch, but you can make the characters like Mario and Luigi and Peach in the Mushroom Kingdom? And
that'd be pretty awesome. I don't think Nintendo would.
Oh, it'll never happen ever.
But
but
I mean, maybe Mario and Peach like cosmetic type of stuff, like they can wear like a Mario hat. Or like a drive like a Mario car.
There might be some mods out there for the PC where you can do that.
Oh, I'm sure there is. You ever see the one mod of like GTA 4 where they modded it out so it looks like he was like when the dude got in a car, instead of being a car, it looks like he was on a piano playing the piano as he's driving down the street.
No.
It's literally just a piano flying at like 70 miles an hour down a street. And somebody took that mod and then put that Thousand Miles song. You remember that music video?
Vanessa Carlton, I think.
Yeah. They did that. And they took that song and they put it over top of the video of him driving down like 70 miles per hour, like mowing over pedestrians.
Because you know I'm wrong. That always reminds me of White Chicks with Terry Crews.
That's a great. They're apparently making a sequel.
I heard
that.
About that too. Yeah,
I love Terry Crews, man. He's so funny. That'll be interesting to see if they pull that off, because that's a risky thing to do. Like 20 years later.
Yeah, it's scary how long it's been.
Isn't that like a 20-year-old movie?
I think it came out in 2004, but still, like 15 years. Yeah, 15 years. That's crazy.
Huh. I didn't know that. Anyway, so that's about all we got for Mario's preschool or whatever early years. I'm out. It's been a long day of recording.
Yeah.
So that wraps. That's about wrapping this up. Wow. That was not even a sentence. That about wraps up this episode of Still Loading. So thank you all for listening. That's what I was trying to say. But sincerely, thank you all for listening. Casey, thank you for joining me for the third week of Mario Month.
Yes.
I hope you all are enjoying these episodes. Let me know if you are. And if you're not, I say it nicely. Just that's all I ask. No, but hopefully you're enjoying this. Hopefully you're enjoying like discovering or learning about these weird Mario educational games. I actually have been enjoying them a lot because I've heard so much about them but never got my hands on them, like, personally to play them. And I'm excited for next week, for the final week of Mario Month. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at StillLoadingPod on all of them. Casey, I know you've done it in the last couple episodes, but where can the good people find you?
Yeah, of course, especially for those that are newcomers. You can find me on Instagram. I mainly just post video game related things, especially regarding my collection, a lot of Super Mario related memorabilia. However, you can follow me at Kazuya Kane. That's KazuyaKane, as in... Oh, man, I got to think of something.
Nickelodeon. There you go.
Switching it up each week.
And then also, if you want to check out the podcast network I'm a part of, it's the Podbeard Network, P-O-D-B-E-A-R-D, Podbeard. So definitely check out all the great shows on the Podbeard Network. We got a couple of YouTubers. We got a bunch of podcasts on it. The No Geeks Allowed podcast, K-N-O-W, No Geeks Allowed, The Hotter Show, Mics and Beers, which is a great YouTube show / podcast type of vibe. Definitely check all that stuff out at podbeardnetwork.com. And if you want to support the network, and not just my show, but the network as well, go to SeatGiant.com or SeatGiant.ca. SeatGiant is a ticket reselling website where you can buy tickets for your favorite concerts, shows, musicals, events, sporting events, anything you can think of. Go check them out. They have great prices. And if you use the promo code PODBEARD at checkout, that's P-O-D-B-E-A-R-D, once again, PODBEARD, you'll save a little bit extra on top of that. And I think that wraps it up for me. So I said before in the last episode, I'm going to be giving a bunch of shout outs for Mario Month at the end of Mario Month, just because it's a lot of episodes, and you're going to be hearing those same shout outs like for a while. So I want to do it all at the end of the month. So thank you all once again for listening, and 1 week left to go. Hope you're all enjoying this. Casey, thank you once again, and you'll be here next time too.
Yes, I will.
And we will see you all next time.